AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They're out there somewhere, but so far, law enforcement hasn't been able to find those two convicted killers who used power tools to escape from the prison in Dannemora, New York, near the Canadian border. A report about two suspicious men walking along a roadway 40 miles south in Willsboro set off a massive search there. Sean Gilliland is the town supervisor.
I've gotten calls from a number of people who are a bit worried, but the advice is just to remain calm and just carry on normally.
Meanwhile, many people suspect the inmates had help from the inside busting out of prison. We could hear today that the U.S. is sending hundreds more troops to Iraq. Our Violet Ekonomova is in Washington.
The plan may involve setting up new training camps in Anbar province, and U.S. officials say the training could require up to 1,000 more U.S. troops. No final decisions have been made, but officials familiar with the planning talks say U.S. forces likely will not be put any closer to the front lines.
The white police officer in suburban Dallas recorded on video pushing a black teenage girl to the ground while responding to a disturbance at a pool party has resigned. Officer Eric Casebolt also waved his gun at other teenagers. The police chief says Casebolt's actions were indefensible. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist is apologizing for saying the trouble with girls working in science labs is that it leads to romantic entanglements and harms science. British scientist Tim Hunt is 72 years old. He made the comments at the World Conference of Science Journalists in South Korea, according to audience members. In sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers won last night 96-91 and now have a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals over the Golden State Warriors. This is AP Radio News. In the wake of the Amtrak train derailment that killed 8 people last month in Philadelphia, Congress is talking about rail safety. Today, the Senate takes it up, says our Jerry Bodlander.
A Senate panel today hears about the capabilities and limitations of positive train control, technology designed to avoid accidents and derailments. Following the deadly crash in Philadelphia, Amtrak's president said it'll be in place throughout the Northeast Corridor by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the GOP-controlled House is working on legislation that would cut Amtrak's budget by $240 million, though there is money for video cameras so investigators can see what train engineers were doing before any accident. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Gasoline is $2.75 a gallon this morning, up 9 cents from a month ago, says the AAA, but down 90 cents from this time a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.